The rest of the story. Among the thieves of London's rough, tough East End, the night freight train was known as Easy Pickens. Everybody knew where it stopped and when, and which freight car doors were unlocked, and with a surprising degree of accuracy, they knew what lay behind those unlocked doors. Thieving starts early in East London. For Georgie, it started at the age of 8. 8 years young. He's lurking in the shadows of the freight yard, watching as the night train took on cargo, waiting for the right moment to strike the right car, the one bearing the precious supply of chocolate. But this is the rest of the story. Georgie was the son of a hospital janitor. He was a child of the East End projects. He learned quickly what it took to survive in a dismal, hopeless world. There were, of course, the generalities. Keep your eyes open and keep your mouth shut. Know your friends well, but know your enemies better. Then there were the tricks of the various nefarious trades, such as stealing, picking locks, dodging watchmen. That night in the freight yard, Georgie was particularly wary. His gaze followed the beam of the night watchman's flashlight with every sweep and pass until the light was gone. And the yard was quiet. Now it was time. Georgie had been informed by a reliable source which freight car contained the chocolate. He made a dash for that car. He looked both ways. Nobody. He climbed up and grabbed the latch handle of the freight car door. He winced as the door squealed in its track. He looked both ways again. He was still safe. And then he spotted the stacked cartons. They were big, heavy cartons. He could manage only one of them, but one would be enough. So carefully, quietly, Georgie lowered his prize out the freight car door. Then he climbed down after it. And he was making off with it when the blinding beam of the night watchman's flashlight struck him square in the eyes. It was all over. He had been caught. No telling what would happen to him now. The watchman said, "All right, sonny, put it down." Georgie obeyed. The watchman said, "Well, what were you after tonight?" And Georgie, almost in tears now, replied, "Mars bars." The watchman opened the carton. No Mars bars. No chocolate at all. Bibles, of all things. Bibles. The watchman laughed. And then he looked down at the demoralized boy, and the watchman said, "Here." And he withdrew one of the Bibles from the box, and he handed it to the youngster, and he said, "Maybe this'll do you some good." It did him some good. For Georgie kept the unexpected gift. He learned to read what he had kept, and he learned to keep what he had read. In a complex and confusing society, it's difficult to imagine such a little thing making such a big difference, but it made a big difference. 46 years later, this next January, Georgie, the child of East End projects, now Anglican Bishop George Carey, will become the Archbishop of Canterbury, the leader of the entire Church of England. Now you know the rest of the story.